turn. Beat it! Get out of here!
San Luis Obispo Blues baseball team has a new coach, Dan Marple, and I'm here in his home, actually in his home dugout, to talk to him about the 2017 season and some of his local connections and stories. But first, Dan, can you explain the home dugout?
It has a built-in, custom-made dugout bench, and it can seat comfortably four or five people in it, and it has a shell over the top of it, just like if you were in the minor leagues. The whole far wall is from ceiling to floor is a wallpaper depiction of a minor league baseball game. You have to have a room to share all your memorabilia. And
in your dugout, you also have the gate. It's a green gate here on the side. And then tell me about, there's some actual ads on the side here on your gate.
It depicts my home run fence. It's green and with yellow cap on it to depict the home run line. And all the old-time baseball fields would have advertisements posted on the field. And one of my favorite things that I like to collect is also Dr. Pepper memorabilia. And so I have Dr. Pepper signs on my wainscoting home run fence.
Wow. And then in the dugout, we also have a lot of stories about some of your baseball career here. I think you have some old things from when you yourself were in Little League.
All the way back to the Little League. I had a very special mom that saved everything. And one of the things she saved were my high school stirrups, red and white, from my playing days down in the Oxnard area at Wainimi High. Also my Little League sliding pads, quilted sliding pads that she had saved. My spikes are in here from Little League days or high school days, and my gloves, my catcher's masks, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, you don't see the quilted style sliding pads much anymore. And then you also spent some time in the minors. What are some things from your minor league days, or actually in your son? I think you have all his hats from his different minor league teams.
My son, Chance, played for the Philadelphia Phillies for, I think, 7 years. And during those 7 years, he progressed from rookie ball all the way up to AAA. And I have his hats displayed here, all five of them, from rookie ball to low A ball to advanced A to double A, where he played for the Reading team and also the AAA team.
Having written a book about minor league baseball, I know a little bit of the colorful stories. You have some pretty colorful stories here, including tying up a player in a bus and sharing a room with a couple other guys when married. Can you tell us about some of those?
There's a lot of stories that, and those are two of the stories that I probably could share. There's other stories that we probably should just bypass. But yeah, when I played for the Lodi Orioles in the California League, I shared the house with three other single guys. I was married, one of only two married ball players on the team that year. And so I was sharing a house, three-bedroom house in Lodi. Of course, all the single guys took the rooms, and I was left out into the living room with my box springs and mattress. And we separated the living room, which was my bedroom, with the dining room with a sheet, hung up a sheet from the ceiling and draped it down. And so that's where I spent the nights. Then on our long road trips, we would have some antics. And we would, one particular time, Ed Peebly from San Ynez, he was one of our middle infielders for the Orioles. And he was the youngest, and you never want to be the youngest or the oldest on the team. But Ed was the youngest, and during the course he was acting up, and we had to kind of put him in his place. And his place on that road trip from Lodi to Reno was the luggage rack, where we put him up in the luggage rack inside, and we tied him up with duct tape, and he rode all the way from Lodi up to Reno, 6 hours, taped to the to the luggage rack.
Wow, I guess he signed up for that, though. But your wife maybe didn't on that. Got to be pretty understanding to be married.
Absolutely.
Your wife now, Sue, has some stories about when your son was in the minor leagues.
There was one occasion that really depicts what minor league baseball is, and it's not glamorous, but she might be able to share a story with you.
Yeah, let's cross home plate here. There's a home plate in the dugout, which you can tell me about as we walk to go find Sue in the kitchen.
Yeah, you have to cross home plate to get into the room. Doesn't every house have that?
And there's a home plate at the front door as well. And now we're going to track down Sue, and she's going to tell us about some of the call she got one time when her son was in the minors.
I received a call about 12:30 in the morning. When I answered the phone, all I heard were sirens. And then I heard my son say, "Hey, Mom, it's me. We're okay. Don't worry. But our bus caught on fire." And he was in Pennsylvania on an interstate. And while they were waiting for a substitute bus, they were sleeping alongside the road on picnic tables. And it pouring rain. And it was 3 o'clock in the morning there. And I just thought, this is what baseball's all about. He was fine in that. But, yeah, they slept alongside the road because their bus had burned down. So,
wow. And back then, he was away from home and he could call you and such, but he sometimes in the low minors stayed with host families, I understand. And now, as Dan is the coach at the Blues, you may be helping out some of these young kids.
I will always see them as kids to me. Yep, our door will be open. We've had it open before. We've hosted some ball players, and they were wonderful. They were well-behaved. I didn't really have to cook for them, but they ate everything I did cook and said it was good. But host families are essential, and these kids are away from home. They are a little homesick. They've left everything to come and play ball. And so I feel it's my way of giving something back because people were there helping my son.
That's great. Well, thank you for taking a minute to talk with us.
Yes, yes.
When you were in the low minors, you also had a story about a host family, I believe.
More accurate, when I was playing collegiate baseball, I was fortunate enough to be selected to and asked to play for the Anchorage Glacier Pilots up in the Alaska Collegiate League. So I played up there in 1973 and 1974, and I was placed with a host family. And I don't like to think about it being 42 years ago, but just this last summer, my wife Susan and I were heading up to Alaska and to reconnect and revisit with the host family that hosted me 42 years ago. And the bonds we picked up just like it had been yesterday. They met me and Sue at the airport, and we reconnected again, went to that same house, saw the room that I stayed in for 2 summers, and it's a really special, special bond that is created between the host family and the players.
Had your room changed?
Absolutely not. It had not changed. Still 2 single beds in down there, but it's pretty special time not only to play in Alaska, but with this host family, the Ray Ellis family. And my 12-year-old summer sister is now 54 years old and hadn't seen her in all those times. And her mannerisms were just like how I had remembered them. And the dad, Ray Ellis, he still looked exactly the same to me. So it was really, really warm, welcoming. And not only from the host family, but also the Anchorage Glacier Pilots welcomed me back. And I threw out the first pitch, and I was on the radio and visited with the players. And so it was a really nice time.
The Blues, I understand, they do host families for the players when they're here. If people are interested in that, is there someone, do they just get in touch with the Blues?
Absolutely, and the Blues have a host family committee. They accept applications. You have to apply to be the host family. There's a certain criteria that you have to meet as far as the house and the accommodations that you provide, but it's such a rewarding give back to the community and to the players that come from all over the country, and to give them a place to stay. We could not function as a semi-pro team without host families.
Which leads me to my next question. So there's the major leagues, there's the minor leagues, there's independent ball, and then there's this thing called collegiate ball, and that is what the Blues actually are, summer collegiate. I'm wondering if you can just explain to us what that means and what that actually is.
It's semi-pro or semi-professional baseball. Basically what that means is that the players do not get paid for playing baseball. They're the same caliber as maybe low A ball or advanced A ball. So they're quality ball players, but they're currently enrolled in a university or a college. And so they, in order to retain that amateur standing, they cannot get paid. So they they travel. There's amateur, college, collegiate leagues all over the country. I mentioned Anchorage in the Alaska League. One of the premier leagues is Cape Cod. The CCL, which we are in at the Blues, California Collegiate Baseball League. So they're spread out all over, but they're college ball players that still want to go on to the minor leagues into the professional baseball once their college days are over.
So someday we could be seeing some of the players in the Blues up in a major league game.
Currently there are, and you go to a Blues game and you're going to be probably rest assured that you'll see these same players in a few years, if not in minor league ball, if not in major league ball, but for sure in minor league baseball. Because that's what these kids are doing, is they want to play professional baseball. That's always their dream. And we, as the coaching staff and the Blues and the community, that's what we're trying to do, is to create an atmosphere to better them as athletes and people, and get them to the next step.
And so tell me a little bit about what your hopes are for this upcoming 2017 season with the Blues.
Well, we hope to put a very good product onto the field where San Luis Obispo people can come to the game and enjoy, and also really get behind the Blues. We'll play hard. Hopefully that will equate to more W's than losses. But the team, I'm really into making sure that the team not is only good on the field, but off the field also. And we'll be taking part in a lot of community activities like parades and getting to know the people of San Luis Obispo and the community, as well as playing a good brand of baseball.
Speaking of community, there was a Cal Poly baseball player who actually then was in a movie maybe some people have seen. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, if people want to know about what minor league baseball is really about, I would really suggest them watching the movie Bull Durham. And one of the stars of the movie was Danny Gans. And Danny was a baseball player at Cal Poly in the late 70s.
Before we go, I have to see, as we turn off the light here, that the light actually is a ball, a glove, and bats. Where in the world did you get that?
I actually have people sending me stuff now. They are aware of the dugout. And when the house was being built, I didn't share with you earlier, but people would walk around the neighborhood and they wanted to come and see the house with the dugout in it. I have people sending me stuff, and I had a friend that told me to go down to a certain store, and that they have a light fixture fan that is a fan that is baseball bats. The wings of it is baseball bats, and the light fixture is actually a baseball. It's quite a room.
And the dugout people find you in this 2017 season this summer will be the Blues dugout, and I understand if they want to catch your attention, what should they do?
They should throw peanuts at me. I'll be number 10. I've been number 10 just about my entire baseball career, number 10 in professional baseball, and for Cal Poly Mustangs, I was number 10 also in high school. Even though we're the Blues also, I'll be the one with a little portion of a red handkerchief hanging out my right pocket, which is, you know, baseball players are pretty darn superstitious. And I've had a red handkerchief in my back pocket since I was in Little League.
Always.
Always. But have a good time.
I'm Katya Sengel, associate producer of the NPR podcast Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer. If you want to learn more about minor league baseball, check out my book, Bluegrass Baseball, A Year in the Minor League Life, available on Amazon and in most retail bookstores.
Oh. Yeah. Get out of here.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory, produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomascwilmer.com. Our associate producers from the San Francisco Bay Area include Molly Blaisdell, Lori King, and Susie Rodriguez, Melissa Corbin from Tennessee, Rebecca Nolan, Newfoundland, Canada, Kim Schneider from Michigan, Elaine Masters in San Diego, Julie Henning, Eugene, Oregon, Rebecca Bingham, Hot Springs, Arkansas, and Steve Cook, contributing from Little Rock, Arkansas, host of Arkansongs on NPR affiliate KUAR.